mother truckers. Welcome to another episode of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at you from Hollywood, California. Just up from Hollywood Boulevard, sitting here in the Florida room, spitting distance from the most famous intersection in all the world, Hollywood and Vine. You're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You can catch the Hollywood Hick every day on the 7s, West Coast, 10s, East Coast, anywhere else in the world, you're going to have to do the math. And I've got new episodes that come at you fuckers every Tuesday and Friday at the 7 in the p.m. or 10 p.m. show, depending on which coast you're on. That's right. So every Tuesday and Friday, you get a brand new episode of the Hollywood Hick. And you can also catch any episodes you missed on the iTunes as podcasts, or here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You can find this show. You can find all the great programming here on the Crab Diving Network. I highly encourage you to peruse it all and listen to every last bit of it, because it's some highly entertaining stuffs up in there. I'm just saying is all. And as always, follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, and you can also follow me at Brent Paris. And I've got a brand new Facebook page where I'm posting articles and things for people to talk about and chat about and whatever. You can tell me I'm an asshole for thinking the way I do. I don't care. And I'll just come up to you and say, yeah, probably I am. But you can find the Hollywood Hick page on the Facebook. I highly recommend y'all liking that and following it, because I post things on there. Like a lot of the stories that I talk about here, and probably some other ones that I just don't get to because sometimes I go off on tangent or I run long or whatever. But that's just the way of the freaking world, right? But here in Hollywood, last night it was a little bit crazy up in this joint, because I don't know if y'all was aware, but the Van Halen was down there, had Hollywood Boulevard shut down for the Jimmy Kimmel show, where they were doing like this little mini concert going to be on the Kimmel show. But I did walk down there because I wanted to try to see, because usually, and I have an issue with the people who put this one on, because usually if you're one of the like area residents who lives in walking distance of this mother trucker, you could usually walk down there, get on the fringe side somewhere and see some stuff. Like, a friend of mine went and saw Paul McCartney. That way, I really don't care for the Beatles and or Paul McCartney, so I didn't feel compelled to go to that one. But she was like, you could get over to the sign. You could still see a little bit. You were on the sign. You're not great viewing, but you didn't have to wait since, like, early in the morning out in the middle of the sun and the heat and just getting blasted while you wait on a street for Van Halen to come out. Just so that friggin', and the best part is we're, like, listening and watching, we're listening from behind. You could hear it. It sounded really good. I will give them that. They sounded great. Eddie Van Halen was shredding the shit out of that mother trucking guitar. I ain't kidding, right? But all of a sudden they're doing Panama to kick the shit off, right? And then they stopped because apparently David Lee Roth, his dumbass, was doing his signature mic trick, which he should have been practicing more because he must be incredibly rusty, conked himself on the bridge of the nose, bloodied a mother trucker, and so they had to stop the show. The only time that we could see anybody was when he had to walk over to the side. You could see just over the top of the fence where David Lee Roth was getting his nose like fixed up, and then he had to go back, and so he had to do the whole thing with the big old Band-Aid across the bridge of his nose, and because he fucked up his signature microstand move, from what I saw on the interwebs, because I couldn't see it happen. I just saw the aftermaths of it. But it was fun. But the crazy was out in force down there. Oh my goodness. It's like, because it just gives the crazy more to talk to. And but thing about it is, there were some people who were obviously tourists standing around me who had just kind of wandered up wondering what was going on, thinking they could just walk into the show. I had to tell a couple of them that they just a little bit on the tardy side if they was wanting to see the show from the front side. But they do not understand the notion of you do not talk back to nor make eye contact with the crazy, because then they will engage. And once they engage, they are very, 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 very hard to get rid of. I am just saying is all. So then this chick freaking courted the crazy, and then he stuck around. But luckily, after the song ended, he bolted. So I was like, praise all that's holy, because this fool is done left. And it's hard for me not to look. That's the whole point of it. Like, the Hollywood Hick wants to watch the crazy, because I marvel at that shit. I marvel at it all the time. Makes me feel better about myself sometimes. I'm like, God, that ain't me. Think whatever's up there, but that ain't me. Because good Lord have mercy. I don't think I'd be good as a crazy person, because I think if you added crazy to the already level of crazy that I have, it would not be a very good combination. Okay, so whatever. That's enough. But Van Halen was here. It was actually good, so I recommend y'all watching it on the Kimmel Show. And as I'm talking about crazy, I might as well talk about the most crazy. I touched on it last week. I was pissed off, but it's just more information has come off now. Okay, Indy Mother Truckin' Anna. What the hell, dude? I'm so glad people are finally like, oh shit. Now, everybody has done gone straight up nuts about this. People are pissed, and rightfully so. I I see that people have every right to be pissed off. And then this stupid governor of theirs, what's his name? Here, I'm going to find it because starts with it. Why can't, oh, Pence, that's the name. Governor Pence over there in Indiana, who was like trying to say, like, I love also how he says all this coverage about this discrimination bill, because it's all it really is. It's a right to discriminate against a group of people that you don't like, no matter what you say. You wouldn't answer the question when George Stephanopoulos, or however you say his damn name. I can't ever say Stephanopoulos. Like, I don't know. I think I can't say his name because as a child, I had an irrational fear of Snuffleupagus, Big Bird's imaginary friend on Sesame Street, that big woolly mammoth looking thing. I don't know why it scared the ever-loving bejesus out of me when I was a kid, but it did. And so I kind of like, now whenever I see Stephanopoulos names, all I can think of is Snuffleupagus and Snuffleupagus. See, I can't even say the name on account of it's like I have this residual fear from the child. Like the only thing worse is my irrational fear of birds, and I can't explain it. I just know I don't like the damn things. And if one swoops at my head or there's a very large gathering of pigeons and or seagulls especially, then I'm going to be a little bit on edge. But this dude's on Snuffleupagus, and he's sitting there talking about being asked point blank, yes or no. It's a yes or no question. So it is phrased in such a way to answer with one word. Do you think that fool could do it? And I would play y'all a clip of this, y'all. I really would. But I ain't going to do it. Because you want me to tell you why? Because my blood will start to boil again if I have to listen to that man with his doublespeak trying to say how this is like supposedly worded for one thing and it's really not. It's like it's blatant what it is, the way it was done. And they're trying to say how they're being singled out. There's other states that have this. Like, no, you are being singled out because you worded this in such a fashion to allow the discrimination that you wanted to on the like flip side be able to impose. Like you're trying to say it's one thing for religious freedom, but it's not. It's not. You already have about all the religious freaking freedoms you need and or deserve as far as I am freaking concerned. Because it's like you already have, like you have tax exemption status when most of you are out there trying to push a political agenda. And that right there negates your need for a freaking tax exempt status. If you're going to be tax exempt, then you got to stay fucking out of it. That's it. Then you're going to pay taxes like everybody else. I can chime up because I pay taxes. That's how it works. Fuck all you people. I can't stand this. I hate it. I hate it. I hate these people who are like hiding under the guise of some sort of morality when most of them are some of the least moral people ever. Because honestly, when you get up there, you better be asking yourself a million times, like all of you people who voted for this in Indiana or support these people in Indiana who put this shit through and that god-awful heathen of a fucking governor they got, Pence, over there, that freaking heathen. Heathen. I don't even usually talk about political shit on this show. I don't want to. It was a whole goal of mine not to talk about this, but I feel like I can't not talk about this because it's just so reprehensible. It's as reprehensible as shit fucking gets sometimes. I don't get it, but he's trying to say how, like, this governor's trying to say how the media coverage is shameless. How about we go back to the beginning, the shameless beginnings of this bill? How about you wouldn't be in this position if you were not so shameless in your execution of the way that you wanted, you went about this crap? And trying to, like, sit there and sell me a sack of fucking horse shit and telling me it's rose petals. I ain't about to freaking buy that crap. Hell no. Screw you and the horse you rode in here on. No. Hell to the no. Trying to say that, but so when Snuffleupagus freaking asks him point blank, I think it was on Sunday morning's whatever news program that he does, like whatever, but he asked him point blank, yes or no, can you discriminate against people of the LGBT XYZQ, like, I don't know, we peek that in letters to it, and it thoroughly confuses me, and I'm sorry, and I hope nobody takes offense to that, but I get the letters all confused. It's like we're all sort of in this together, so they just keep adding them. I don't care. Just know that the Hollywood hick is going to be confused by all of the letters because it changes a little too much for me, but whatever. All of us people that they consider unsavory on account of we were born a different way than them, because trust, ask any of us, we did not ask to be this way. I did not at one point in my adolescence go, fuck that pussy. No, really, that's what I'm going to say. Fuck that pussy as in no to the pussy. Not yes, I want to put my thing in that pussy. Because I tried it. I will tell you all, I tried it. I gave it the gung-ho college try. I tried. I was like, maybe if I just do it, I'll find out I like it and I can keep doing it. But let me tell you, no, it does not under any circumstances work that way. It did not work that way. I'm sorry to any lady that I defiled with my gayness when I put it inside of you, but I was only trying to convince myself that this may or may not be true. And guess what? It was not true. So I figured it out. I moved on. Haven't touched a poontang since 1992, and I don't plan on doing it again. It's just how I fucking roll, right? But I don't understand why these people think just because, oh, whatever, under this religious blah, blah, blah nonsense. So now they're all butthurt because they're trying to say that we are now basically persecuting them. That's the thing I don't get. How can you holler persecution when the thing that got you into the position of being persecuted was because you were trying to persecute someone else? It's like you can't have your cake and eat it too. I have gone on the record multiple times here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network to let people know that the Hollywood Hick does not like that stance. You cannot dish it out unless you're going to be prepared to take it. And don't sit here and tell me something is shameless when the whole shame of the thing is like you're wearing egg on your face, dude, and that is the shame. The shame you feel is because deep down you know this is wrong, but you're so fucking deep and embroiled into it. You can't fucking pull your head out of your ass fast enough or long enough to even acknowledge that. It's like so embarrassing. Now you're trying to point the finger back on everybody else and it just ain't working because guess what happened? Now everybody's starting to boycott Indiana. You're trying to say, why are you singling us out? Because you wrote your law in such a way to where it can discriminate. The other states that have that don't. Arizona tried to do that. Guess what? The fucking governor came to her senses and vetoed the shit, just like you should have done, Pence. But guess what? Now, you're so far up these people's ass, and you already have been well documented how you hate the gay community and anything that involves it. You're so morally freaking repulsed by it, by something that actually has no effect on you at all whatsoever. If you do not want to fuck a man, you do not have to fuck a man. That's how that shit works. It said, just stay out of my bedroom and out of my life. It doesn't matter. If I want to go buy some fucking cookies with rainbows on them, who's to say that they're not going to be for a bunch of fucking little girls who like nothing more than rainbows and sparkles and goddamn unicorns? That's how that is. It's like, don't judge me on what my cookies are. Just sell me a fucking rainbow cookie and move the fuck on. It doesn't, no skin off your back at all whatsoever. And this argument about florists at fucking, at weddings and shit, how they can't be forced to, it's like, look, you're not sitting there trying to say, like, I can't be part of that wedding. You're not part of that wedding. Guess what's part of that wedding? The flowers. You show up, deliver your fucking flowers, and you skedaddle. Because I can't remember any wedding where, like, the person who was not a florist already, who was already a friend, was there. Like, if you're just the florist, you don't hang out for the wedding. You don't hang out for the reception. You drop your product off, and then your job is done. D-O-N-E, done. So you don't need to worry about what goes on inside that service or what goes on at that reception party. That's none of your concern. Only your concern is, were my flowers pretty or not? That's the only thing you should be worried about. You sorry ass some bitches. I can't wrap my brain around it. But the thing that I do enjoy about this story right now is how, like, it really is like making people wake up and be like, oh, hell to the no, because there's a couple other states trying to do the same thing, and now, you know, they're gonna have to sit back and go, uh-oh, because people are like, we ain't coming there, we're pulling shit out of there. Angie's List is pulling out, some other dude who has like a big software thing was making a big move there. Like, people are all kind of pissed that NCAA Final Four bullshit's happening there. You know there's gonna be some shit going down at that with people protesting. And also, the Final Four involves a lot of young people. They are not on your side, antiquated asshole Pence. Just, you need to fucking stop. Shameless. You know what's shameless? You and your freaking shameless smug attitude. Fuck you. Oh, this so gets my freaking ass chapped. But the light at the end of the tunnel is, it is bringing a shit ton of awareness to this issue, and how it's just, I just don't understand why people can't live and let live. Just go about your day. Don't worry about it. It's not, we are not, gay people are not trying to convert you. There's no need for us to do that. There's no need for us to do that. And there is a chicken. And the thing is, like, it's like the same old thing, too. They're trying to use the Bible against us in every way, shape, or form possible. They're trying to use this damn Bible to justify their nonsense. Where if you just look at Leviticus or whatever that chicken freaking chapter of the Bible is, I think it's Leviticus. Yes, it's Leviticus. Where they pull all like the like things about like men can't lay with men and blah, 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 all this kind of stuff from the Old Testament. That was pretty much completely like, we're not going to do that anymore. We got the New Testament now. This is the new way of thinking. We're going to do it this way. Where this Jesus fella, y'all, like to talk about so much, this fella, he was pretty stand-up guy as far as I can tell. Might have surrounded himself by a few unsavory times, but he was pretty much about just like love and acceptance and let's just all go about our lives. But no, you have bastardized his whole freaking mission. It drives me utterly insane that you would like feel this way, because I mean, honestly, you can just look at this. I found this list online. Like, aside from being a homo, apparently these are some of the things that, according to Leviticus, the chapter of the Bible that people like to use against the homos to tell them that they they are awful, hateful people and deserve to be destroyed and or stoned to death. Or like the dude in California out here from down in Orange County who thinks that we should all be corralled up and shot because we have a different way of living than him. Because I don't understand why on any, if for any reason, I can't wrap my brain around any reason, people would want to have everything around them exactly the same. All they are is scared, pussy-ass some bitches who do not have an ability to, like, have a sort of, like, rational thought. Like, unless everything around them is exactly the same in uniform, they don't know what to do. Like, they can't, it's like, oh my God, my child might be exposed to an outside influence. I have to, like, stop this because there might be some sort of free thinking going on inside that head, and heaven forbid that happen. But okay, these are some of the things that, according to Leviticus, the Bible chapter that they like to use against us homos all the time, you are also to be condemned for a lot of things, right? And the list goes on forever. Eating fat. Every last one of you fat ass honkies who'd voted for this shit, you are all doomed to hell. Drinking alcohol in holy places. Catholics, you're fucked because y'all drink real wine. At least us Baptists use grape juice and pretend. They're okay. Like, they're actually skirting that one. Okay, Catholics, I'm pretty sure y'all use real wine. So if y'all drink in a holy place, which that is, no matter what you call it, you're fucked, right? Touching an unclean animal. Got a dog? That's what I'm wondering. Tearing your clothes. That happens a lot, right? If you tear your clothes, you're fucked. That makes no sense. Eating pork or rabbit, then I'm screwed because I love me some pork meat. I've only had rabbit a couple of times. It's not my favorite thing. But bacon, you ain't taking my damn bacon. If you let your hair become unkempt. So if you didn't brush your hair, ladies, you're going to hell. If you had a baby, this is what I thought I've never heard before, but if you had a baby and you go to church within 33 days of giving birth to a boy or 66 for a girl, fucked. If you lie, fucked. So all of it, liar. You're all liars. So you're completely screwed. Perverting justice, you're doing that right now. So you're going to hell. Holding back the wages of an employee overnight. Basically, if you don't pay your cash at people every day, like if you don't, I work today, then I get paid before I go home. That, according to the Bible, is a no-no. Right? It makes no sense. Mixing fabrics or clothing. So don't put your collie, pot and collie blend on because you're fucked. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You got that t-shirt that's a 50-50? You're going to hell. If you trim your beard, only people saved now are hipsters. Hipsters are like only ones on a righteous path, and I think most of them are on my side. If you get a tattoo, how many of you backwards-ass mother truckers have tattoos? I can guarantee you, a bunch of you. Going to hell. Every last one of you. If you mistreat foreigners, that's one of them. If you sell land permanently, permanently. So if you sell your house to someone else and walk away from it, going to hell, mother truckers. I mean, that list just goes on and on and on and on and on. So, I mean, those are another example of all the things that these people are doing that, according to their precious Leviticus, is pretty much saying that you are all going to end up in the same place as homos because you do all of these things that are pretty normal. And everybody with a rational mind would go, that's kind of like bullshit. And we're just going to go about our day. But not these people. They're just going to pick and choose mother truckers. That's what's happening. But this is what. And this is what always ends up happening. And then they act so shocked and like now they're being the ones persecuted. But of course, right out of the gate, somebody's saying, okay, then you know what I'm going to do? I am going to start up a church of cannabis. That's what they're going to do. The church of weed. Somebody's going to do that and say that according to my religion, which is a very, very, it's very, very broad what will constitute a religion according to what I understand about how this shit's written. So it's like, I mean, Scientologists are a religion. And if anybody watched that special, which I was going to talk about today, but we're going to have to wait because let me tell you, I was going to talk about Scientology and that Going Clear special on HBO, but I might have got drunk before I watched it and fell asleep and don't really remember a whole lot of it. So I can't talk about something that I don't remember, and I haven't had time to rewatch it yet. So once I rewatch it, hopefully by the Friday hick, we can discuss the Going Clear special. But my birthday is tomorrow, Hollywood hick, April Fool's Day, y'all. Can't get away from it. But yes, so Wednesday of this week is my birthday, so I may not watch it on Wednesday, but hopefully by Thursday I can watch it, talk about it on Friday, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But this Church of Cannabis people, like, they want to start up a Church of Cannabis, which I think is fucking hysterical, right? I love it. I love the whole idea of it. And I'm trying to read this thing, but I can't get situated in such a way where I can actually do it. So they got approved. So basically, the church founder, his name is Bill Levin, announced on his Facebook page that the church's registration has been approved, writing, approved by Secretary of State of Indiana. Congratulations, your registration has been approved. Now we begin our goals of love, understanding, and good health. So basically, what he's doing is... they started a church of cannabis. And it's like basically says, as I would argue that under RFRA, that Freedom of Religion Act bullshit, as long as you can show that reefer is part of your religious practices, you got a pretty good shot of getting off scot-free. They also noted that the RFA supporters say the bill only spells out a test as to whether a government mandate should unduly burden a person's faith, and the government has to articulate a compelling interest for that rule and how it would be carried out in the least restrictive manner. So with that said, they're saying, what compelling interest would the state of Indiana have to prohibit me from using marijuana as part of my religious practice? I would argue marijuana is less dangerous than alcohol and wine used in religious ceremonies. Marijuana isn't any more addictive than alcohol, and wine is used in some religious ceremonies. And marijuana isn't any more of a gateway drug than the wine used in religious ceremony will make you go out and buy hard liquor. At least not on Sunday. I like how they add that in. It's freaking funny. He's like, I want a front row seat at the trial that we know is going to happen when all this goes down. Like, I do too. I want to see what's going down because I love it. Now they're getting, okay, so now there's two things you hate, homos and weed. So now you gave a door for the people who like the weed to use your new law in such a fashion to what you would probably call bastardizing. And that's what it is. And also I read an article too, like I think it was on the Daily Beast, right? Where it's like, it's time for Indiana to start a church of the gay. Why not? You can start a church for just about anything these days. I mean, look at some of the shit people do in the name of religion. It's really, really quite nuts. It's like nothing else like it out there. I just can't. I mean, I grew up going to church, and I had a very healthy experience going to church. And I'd really, like, if your church is your thing, I'm say all for it. I just don't like the ones, and it's a minority, and that's the problem. It's like you got that damn squeaky wheel, and they're just causing trouble for everybody. And that's just how this shit's gonna go. But now these people are saying, "Why Indiana needs a church of gay?" And I think that makes complete sense. It says, after all, this came out of the Daily Beast, Indiana's new Religious Freedom Restoration Act does just that. It confers special rights on a small minority of citizens and, importantly, their private businesses to disregard other laws and the Constitution and discriminate against other citizens. The law isn't about protecting religious freedom. It's about hiding the impulse toward ugly and un-American discrimination beneath the distraction of more palatable rationalizations. So basically, it's saying they would like to propose a Gay Freedom Restoration Act, and should such a law fail to pass, I had to flip the page and it's being slow, so you're going to have to bear with me. But should such a law pass, yeah, so okay, so this is basically it. So it's basically, it says, as long as it's a sincere belief that can be plausibly organized as a religion, then it's cool. In fact, it's regardless of whether that religion's official doctrine adheres to your beliefs. We don't ask the courts to interpret the reasonableness. You don't even have to belong to a congregation or attend services. It just has to be plausible. So with the bar that low, according to this Daily Beast article, it's like, why not introduce that Gay Freedom Restoration Act to protect sexual freedom and liberty and support the free exercise thereof of privately owned businesses? Would that mean a gay-owned restaurant could refuse to serve food to a right-wing religious homophobe? Or maybe Apple Computers, run by openly gay CEO Tim Cook, could refuse to sell iPhones and iPads to fundamentalists. Now, if that was to happen, who would lose? Like, their heads would explode from having to wrap their brain around how somebody could want to discriminate against them because of who they are. Like, that's like, it's like, basically, there's a, it should just work both ways. You can't have it one way or the other. You got to have it both ways. And, like, they don't want that. It's not a two-way street. It's a freaking one-way highway to heaven, according to these people. And it doesn't work that way. And I can't wait till some of these fucking people get up there, and then somebody like Saint Peter, whoever the hell it is up there just going like, sorry, ladies, but according to all of this that I see here that y'all been doing, I have to hit the down button because we will not be letting you through these pearly gates. And I highly suggest that you come back in some way, shape, or form as ghosts or whatever, a spirit or some sort of like angel, if whatever it works for you. I guess it wouldn't be an angel if you're going to hell, some sort of little demon critter. But if it's that freaking important to you, you better let people know that what you've been doing ain't gonna fly up here, and you should all be asking yourselves, what would Dolly do? Because Dolly wouldn't do this. Dolly wouldn't have anything. Dolly don't judge, because she says if you judge, you're already sinning. And I follow the like teachings of Dolly Parton. That's who I ask myself all the time. What would Dolly do? That is how you should live your life. What would Dolly do? Dolly is the greatest human being to ever grace this planet, and I don't care what nobody says. I love her more than anything. I love Dolly Parton more than I love Wonder Woman, and that's a lot. I love Dolly Parton more than I love Xena the Warrior Princess. That's a lot. I love Dolly Parton more than I love liquor boots, and that is a lot. So what I'm saying is the teachings of Dolly Parton are something that everybody should follow. Like, just one little simple rule, like one little rule, and it comes out of her greatest movie ever made, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. But, and it's hard to do sometimes, and I catch myself unable to do it. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I am not Dolly. I just want to live up to the standards that Dolly has laid before us. So I ask myself, what would Dolly do? And if I see somebody being a pain in the ass, I'm trying not to be. I'm not saying I'm successful. Y'all have heard many a story from me about how I do not do this very well sometimes. But I'm trying to follow the, if you see somebody without a smile, give them yours. Everybody could do that. Everybody just be nicer to each other. Quit all of this nonsense. Bullshit. Whatever. Indiana is just pissing me the hell off. I can't. I just like just the absurdity of it and just how I can't. Like I said, I can't. It's the last thing I'm going to say about it. And then I'm going to move on because I've talked way too long about something that pisses me off. And then I get all worked up and my birthday is tomorrow and I need to be in a damn good mood. Okay. Okay. So what I'm saying is stop. Put this shit to bed and sit there and answer the damn question, which I don't know if I've got it. I might have gone off a tangent. But when Steph Lefapus asked damn Pence, Governor Pence, yes or no, is this allowed discrimination? He never answered the question. Like 6 or 7, 8 times he pussyfooted around it, trying to cite a freaking this religious bill that Clinton put in effect like 20 years ago, which is no way as discriminatory as what he's doing. And it's from 20 freaking years ago. You can't cite something from 20 years ago. It's like times changed. Like how much has changed in the last 20 years? A shit ton, dude. So you can't cite that. It was just, if you watch that and we're not throwing shit at the TV, like I was yelling. I almost threw something at the TV. I was like, I can't. I don't want to mess up my TV. That's what stopped me because I was po and I can't afford a new one. But what I'm saying is stop it. All y'all fucking stop it right mother trucking now. That's all I got to say. All right. And now I'm moving on to something a little bit more freaking lighthearted and fun, because Indiana is not lighthearted and or fun these days. It's a bunch of freaking backwards ass people who have now got so embroiled in this shit that they won't see the light. Their head is so far up their ass, they'll never see the light of day. It's like they don't. It's like all this backlash. The freaking Indiana Star put a giant front page ad out with the editorial saying, stop this now, or something like that, or fix this now. Something. Hold on, I'm going to read it to you if I can find the damn link on this stupid thing. Where did it go? Why can I never find anything when I want it? Yeah, it's fix this now. Big giant letters. And it says, here, I'll read it to you real quick because it's kind of short and it makes good sense. And then we'll move on. But the Indiana Star is saying, or Indianapolis Star, I think, whatever. Yeah, Indianapolis Star, because they are not having it. Because that mayor, too, he like made a decree. He's like, anybody who takes money from the city, you better have an anti-discrimination policy on there that includes the homos and all their ilk, because we ain't having this shit. And that's a good step in the right direction. It is only businesses that take city money, but that's a lot, and it's a very good step in the right direction. But we are at a critical moment in Indiana's history, it says, and much is at stake. Our image, our reputation as a state that embraces people of diverse backgrounds and makes them feel welcome, and our efforts over many years to retool our economy, to attract talented workers and thriving businesses, and to improve the quality of life for millions of Hoosiers. All of this is at risk because of a new law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that no matter its original intent, already has done enormous harm to our state and potentially our economic future. The consequences will only get worse if our state leaders delay in fixing the deep mess created. Half steps will not be enough. Half steps will not undo the damage. Only bold action. Action that sends an unmistakable message to the world that our state will not tolerate discrimination against any of its citizens will be enough to reverse the damage. Governor Mike Pence and the General Assembly need to enact a state law to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, education, and public accommodations on the basis of a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. That is exactly what needs to happen. The Indianapolis Star is completely right. But the problem is, these morons will never back down. Like, because now is to admit they're wrong. And what does somebody hate more than anything? To admit that they were wrong. And publicly, on a giant worldwide stage, because you know people all over the place are paying attention to this shit. It just drives me incredibly nuts. Okay, so that's it. So I think that what the Indianapolis Star says right there is the only way out for these people. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think so. And I think people should boycott the shit out of Indiana. And fuck you with this, like, 19 other states. You know what? They do have them, and it sucks, but they're not as shitty and sucky as what you tried to, what you people are pulling off. Not even tried. You did. Whatever. We're moving on to something lighter. I said I was moving on, and then I went right back to it. See? I get riled up. Don't be heating the Hollywood hiccup here on the Crab Diving Network, because I won't shut up. Basically, that's what happens. I will not shut the fuck up. But other things have gone down. Last night on the television, the Justin Bieber roast on the Comedy Central came on, and I was curious about it. Now, I did not watch the whole thing, one, because I don't have regular TV. I just stream things off of the Hulu and Netflix and whatnots. But, and I'll watch the whole thing later. But I did watch clips of it and read about it on the interwebs this morning. And for all intents and purposes, I think it kind of ended up coming off okay. I haven't seen everybody, and maybe they only played the best stuff, which is probably what they did. But there were a couple of few people that were pretty freaking hysterical. And I'll play a couple of clips of them, so you can see what I'm talking about. But like Hannibal Buress, he was pretty funny. Like, if you don't know exactly who he is, he's the one who started this shitstorm for the Cosby. And oh, and speaking of the Cosby, let's show you this little tidbit real quick, and then we move on. Because you know I just find him completely reprehensible and gross and just the worst kind of human being. I hate this freaking... He's always had that holier-than-thou attitude, and then now, like, all this shit comes out, and it's like, whatever. There are people who deny it, but I just don't understand how. I don't see how anybody with a real conscience could think that there's not something untoward on some level has gone on here, because there's way too many women and they continue to come out and people are like, nah, this is fucked up. But apparently he was getting heckled. I think I might have talked about that, where somebody was telling him shut up and all this about, like, tell us the one about the serial raping you do or something like that. But after this dude gets kicked out. But this is the part that I find just so gross. Just he says things that are just so gross. So like 5 minutes after the ushers escorted this man out from like going into a verbal assault on him, saying like, tell us the one about when you raped all these women and all that kind of stuff. And then, but there's still people in the audience yelling like, I love you, Bill. And it just makes me nuts. It just makes me nuts. Like, even if you do support him or whatever reason, it's like, it's not something you should like really vocalize. But people are happy to do it, and women especially, which is what I don't get. I can understand men because they're stupid. But women, I just don't understand how you can see all of these women talk about something that happened to them and is that horrible, and you all live in fear of this happening to you, but yet you'll sit there and say, like, oh, he ain't been tried in a court of law. Well, he ain't been tried in a court of law because he won't say nothing, and everything went on too long. It's like, whatever. I digress. I said I was going to do this quick. But what happened was, 5 minutes after these ushers escorted this dude out, Bill Cosby went into a tale talking about how he first came to understand sin after stealing a quarter out of the church collection plate. And he said that he preferred dealing with Jesus Christ rather than his less forgiving father, because he then said Jesus would give you a little wiggle room. So basically that's what he's convinced himself that it's just so gross. It's just so gross. He's like, this is between me and my God, and my God gives me wiggle room. So basically all that wiggling I did on them ladies after I drugged them, I am all completely absolved of that shit, like, because the Lord's going to give me a little wiggle room. You people are like my dad. You fucking won't listen, and you just think everything is one way or the other, which it really is when you serial rape people and you drug them beforehand and you have sex with basically cadavers, because if something is passed out and you're having sex with it, that is gross. And that's what it is. So he feels like that he's telling us we need to give him a little wiggle room on this and basically just let his ass off. So fuck you. So the dude who started this whole shitstorm for Mr. Cosby came on, and he was pretty good. Here's a little clip of Hannibal Buress at the Justin Bieber roast, because I used to like the Biebs when he first came out, but now I can't. He's just too insufferable for me. That mustache alone is reason for me to fucking want to drown him in a toilet. I can't stand it. The young kids who had these little peach fuzz mustaches, especially a flesh-colored peach fuzz mustache with some of the worst freaking hair I've seen on a child, and I can't remember when. And I know young people like to do stupid shit with their hair. Hell, I've done it. I'll keep on doing it myself, and I'm old. But his hair looked like hell hit at 150, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But here's Hannibal Buress with a clip of his roasting of the Biebs, okay? Want to hear it? Here it go.
Justin! Oh, you got to give it up for Justin. He started from the bottom, and he's still a bottom. I don't like your music, man. I'm not a big fan of it. I listen to some of it. I'm not a fan. I don't like your music. I think it's bad. I think it's bad, man. I don't like it. I hate your music, man. I hate your music more than Bill Cosby hates my comedy.
I love that Cosby tag at the end. It's perfect. It's perfect. I hate your music as much as Bill Cosby hates my comedy, which I'm sure is the truth. I bet you, Hannibal Buress, I bet you money Bill Cosby hates your comedy more than you hate Justin Bieber's music. And the thing is, I used to kind of like some of Justin Bieber's music, and then he got all douchey and started doing all kind of stuff, and I just couldn't get behind it anymore. I used to kind of like sing his praises. When I used to like do all kind of, like, I used to try to be like, he's good, he's gonna come out on the flip side of this all right. Nope, fool went foolish, doing all kind of nonsense, peeing in buckets, egging houses, racing cars down the streets, yelling at people, causing trouble, destruction of property, just being a general fucking nuisance and a self-entitled nuisance on top of it, which is what we don't like, Justin Bieber. And that is why people generally kind of don't like you. And apparently, according to something I read on the interwebs, where did it go? Because, of course, this shit shut down on me because I let it sit too damn long. Yeah, apparently there was like some kind of management intervention with the Biebs, right? And his people were like, yo, dude, let me just explain you something, okay? We about to bail on your ass because you know what? Your shit ain't selling like it used to. People are kind of getting tired of your nonsense. Now, I'm paraphrasing here on account of that's just how that shit works. But and I would look at this fucking thing and tell you what it says, but because they insist on putting a fucking ad over top of it, I hate this. Website people, I'm going to tell you this right now. Quit with this fucking shit that puts an ad over top of everything that I got to look at. Put your ads on the side, do whatever you got to do, but do not inhibit me from being able to look at something, because more times than not, what happens is my fucking internet connection may not be that great, and so whatever fucking video it is you think that I have to see right this fucking minute doesn't load, so then I can't look at your website. So you know what I do? I fucking bail and go somewhere else so somebody doesn't do that shit. So guess what? You could probably increase your traffic if you quit being assholes and forcing me to watch some stupid ad for freaking pasta sauce or goddamn tampons. Fuck you. Stop that shit. I'm over it. See, look, this Indiana thing has already got me all kind of riled up. I'm sitting here trying to make light of the Justin Bieber and I get all pissed off about freaking ad. See what happens when you get the Hollywood hick riled up? I'm trying to be a kinder and gentler person these days, and people just make it incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. What would Dolly do? Just keep asking yourself, what would Dolly do? But he's trying to promote this good boy image, according to this thing here. But apparently his people had enough of his ridiculousness and told him his record company was in danger of dropping him. It was an ultimatum. His behavior had become unacceptable. His independent had started to bleed into the business side of things. And he was getting into legal trouble. And when that stuff started to happen, someone's previously concerned opinion becomes fact. It's undeniable. So basically, the reason he's playing nice boy right now is because his people realize that people are starting to bail on his ass. Because all the little kitty boppers are loving them some One Direction, even though they're all upset with that Zayn when they quit. Apparently, he says he quit to be a regular person, but everything else I read, especially on Blind Gossips and whatnot, are saying that, like, no, he was an insufferable prick who had a major drug problem and alcohol problem, and everybody couldn't stand him, and they wanted his ass gone, and all he does is serial cheat on his poor little old fiancée, who looks adorable and cute as hell, Perry something, from over there across the pond. She's in some little girl group, I think. Yeah, so see, they've all moved on to One Direction, Secrets of Summer or whatever that other one is. Like, there's lots of people for him to run to, Biebs. And when you're running around with your little freaking scraggly ass flesh colored mustache nonsense that you fucking won't cut off your stupid lip, and you look like a certifiable moron, it's like, until you have the ability to grow a full beard, people, stop it. You scraggly bearded people are the worst. And I'll tell you who's the even worse: the underbeard people. I know I've talked about it before, but I hate it. Underbeard is the worst thing ever. Look at Leonardo DiCaprio, right? DiCaprio has got the ugliest beard ever. Like, he's a relatively attractive man. Some people find him more attractive than I do. I don't think he is like all that. Would I kick him out of bed for eating crackers? Hell no. Well, I would if he had that damn underbeard. If he showed up with that underbeard, I'd be like, out. I don't give a fuck who you are. Get the fuck out of here with that underbeard. I ain't having that rub against my taint 1 second. No, get the hell out of here. But whatever, I digress again. But so the Bieber is apparently on this this crusade to be taken as a better person. But it's probably hard to do when you've got people like this right here. So here's Natasha Leggero. Sometimes I have the worst trouble with names. When I host comedy shows, I fuck up names all the time and I feel so bad. And I don't know why. I don't know why. That's because I'm Southern and I have sweetie and darling people to death and I never had to remember a name. I could just say, hey, sweetie, darling, how are you? What's up, dude? Hey, man. Everybody buys it and I don't have to remember an area fucking name. Now it's coming to bite me in the ass. So learn names, people. It's my cautionary tale to you today. But here's another funny one. This is Natasha Leggero giving the beads a little bit of some roasting. Okay, so here we go. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Seems like only yesterday you were discovered on YouTube. Time flies when you're a piece of shit. No, Justin's fans are called believers because these days it's considered politically incorrect to use the term retards. Justin, you've been on Ellen more than a pussy juice mustache. Mine was better, Ludacris. Justin was born to a teenage single mom. No wonder he's got moves. He was in the womb dodging a coat hanger. Justin, Selena Gomez had to fuck you. She is literally the least lucky Selena in all of entertainment history.
I really like that chick. I think she is super funny. And I like how she looks kind of like pretty and classy while she does it. And she really, all that chick, the words that come out of her mouth are so not classy and or pretty. But they are damn funny. I think she's hysterical funny. Y'all should look her up. Natasha Leggero. She's really, really, really funny comedian. But the best one is the one about pussy juice. You're like, been on Ellen more times than a pussy juice mustache. That is fucking hysterical. Because I wonder how many times that has really happened. How many times has Ellen munched that brunch and then walked out on stage and basically had like glazed donut lips. But I'm speculating. But that is freaking funny. A pussy juice mustache on Ellen. And I love how they'll let her say pussy juice mustache on TV, but not fuck, which is also highly hysterical to me. And the crack about the coat hanger abortion is freaking great. The uncomfortableness. If you watch the video, you can see everybody uncomfortable. And like even like Biebs, it's like he like gets all like weirded out and uncomfortable by it. But it's a fucking funny joke. And that's the thing. If it's funny, say it. And that's what I like about Natasha, is she knows what's funny and she ain't afraid to say it. So bully to you, friggin' Natasha Leggero. That was really funny. Really well job done. But who would have known? Who would have thunk this shit that the one to steal the show from everybody, according to everything I've read? Now, I didn't watch the whole thing. I said that up front. I've only watched the clips. But I watched her clip and the bitch fucking killed it. And when I heard she was going to be on it, I was like, oh my God, what? That's gonna suck. That right there is the reason why I do not wanna watch this. It's gonna suck when you got Martha, Mother Truck, and Stewart roasting the Biebs, but who fucking stole the show apparently and nailed it? Nails it. Completely nails it. She's hysterical. So, I wanted to play the whole thing, but I'm getting towards it, you know, like whatever. I don't have time to play the whole thing, so I'm gonna play a few little bits of the Martha Stewart. But I highly recommend looking up and watching her whole. It's like 3 or 4 minutes worth of Martha Stewart, which is brilliant. And I know she didn't write it herself, and that was the smartest thing she did, was to hire somebody who knew how to write funny, and then she just had to get up there and say it. And so she knows her place and exactly what she can and can't do, and I'll have to give her props on that. But here is some clips of Miss Martha Stewart giving it to the Biebs. Okay, want to hear it? Here it go. Bitch, I have a newfound respect for her. I love it. Here we go.
I believe the bedroom is the most important room in the house, but I don't have to tell you that, Ludacris. You have 3 kids with 3 different women. May I suggest pulling out some time and finishing on some fine, highly absorbent Martha Stewart bed linens? It's nice to see Snoop again. One of the highest rated episodes on my show, Martha Stewart Living, was when Snoop and I made brownies together. And I've used this recipe ever since. As a matter of fact, I ate 3 of them right before they called and asked me to do this roast. I taught Snoop that the most important thing in business is diversification. Besides his music career, Snoop now has produced a porn movie. And by the way, Natasha, you were great in that. So I guess that tonight's the second time you've worked with 5 black guys. I do a lot of gardening, but you are without a doubt the dirtiest used up hoe I have ever seen.
Did I lie to you, Mother Truckers? Bitch is killing it, and she has not even got to the Justin Biebers yet. She has not even laid in to that little douchebag waste of freaking space. I don't know. He's not a waste of space. Whatever. He's kind of entertaining because he's such a freaking douche. But just the way he's like sitting up there doing this, and this shit's going on way too long. But I don't care because it's fucking hysterical. And so this now is okay. Now she finally gets into the Biebs and fucking brings this shit right on home. So fuck. Who knew Martha Stewart could be so funny and kill it at a roast? I heard that she was going to be there and was like, oh my God, this is going to be insufferably nauseating, boring. I can't believe anybody in their right mind would think that's something they should do. Well, I'm taking those words back because fucking Martha Stewart killed it. So here she is letting into the Biebs finally. And want to hear it? Here it go. Martha Stewart killing the Biebs.
Let's get to the reason I'm here tonight, which is to give Justin Bieber some tips to use when he inevitably ends up in prison. I've been in lockup and you wouldn't last a week, so pay attention. The first thing you'll need is a shank. I made mine out of a pintail comb and a pack of gum. I'll show you how later. It's so simple. I found Bubblicious works best and it's so much fun to say. You see, when I did my stretch, all the hood rats on my cell block wanted to break off a piece of Martha Stewart's ass. So I decided some bitch needed to get got. I walked into the chow hall, picked out the biggest bull dyke, and I stuck her. From then on, prison was easier than making blueberry scones. Shaq, I hope your mom doesn't still hold a grudge. Justin, before I go, here's my final piece of advice. You need to settle down, bring some balance into your life. Find yourself the right gal, but she'll have to be someone on your level, someone powerful and famous and rich. Someone you can smoke a joint with or indulge in the occasional three-way. I'm talking about a playa in the boardroom and a freak in the bedroom. So, Justin, my final piece of advice is call me.
Nailed it. Bitch completely freaking nails it. She was crushing up there. I have a newfound respect for Martha Stewart. I always thought she was kind of a stuck-up biddy before, but now if you can make fun of yourself and others like that, then you win a few props in the Hollywood Hicks rung, I guess, whatever, ladder, whatever. You get a few more props out of the Hollywood Hick that way by being able to like self-deprecate and make fun of yourself and be funny while you're doing it. And I know she didn't write that shit. I know she didn't. I don't care. It's like she shouldn't have. That was the smartest thing she did was not try to write it herself, because then it would have been exactly what I anticipated. I tell you, it would have been dry and boring. But she had good people behind her to write her some funny ass shit. So way to go, Martha Stewart, kicking it to the Biebs. And I love her story about getting like having to shank a bitch, a bull dyke, in the chow hall at the prison, because she's like, oh, hell no. Nobody's going to play Martha Stewart. I'm going to make me a shank out of some kind of comb. I don't even know what the fuck. Pony comb, whatever kind of comb. And Bubblicious. That was fucking classic. So way to go, Martha, Mother Trucking Stewart. So what I thought was going to be a complete shit show, I guess apparently ended up being kind of entertaining, because I've heard a bunch of shit that got cut out of that damn special. They made some jokes about like Paul Walker, and I guess Ludacris got butt hurt and didn't want anybody to say anything about that. And they cut out a few other things that they thought was unsavory. I love how Comedy Central cuts that out. But that asshole Ari Shaffir, this comedian, like I don't even want to get into the story because I've already pissed off about Indiana. But this guy did a special on Comedy Central and name checks another comedian who is a little bit larger size, and she has one arm because she was in an accident a couple of years ago and it got ripped off. Horrible, right? You should give these people a little bit of love and support. No, what does he do? He completely bullies her and shames her on national television. It's not even funny while she does it. Well, bitch comes back on the flip side with a heartfelt video about how you're a bully and an asshole, and now everybody thinks he's a dick, and I think he's getting blackballed in a few places, and that's exactly what he should get. So fuck you, Ari Shaffir. Whatever. Like, look it up. I forget the chick's name. I won't even plan on talking about that. It just came out of my mouth when I was talking about these comedians. But look up Ari Shaffir right now, and it'll be all over everything. Damien something is the girl's name. Very cute. Great blonde hair on this chick. I'll give her that. She had some great hair. Like, a lot of ladies would want her hair. But it's whatever. You can make fun of people, but don't name check them, and don't be a bully. And honestly, be funny, because this shit was not funny. It's not funny at all. Not in the least bit of funny. And I like to think I know at least a little something about funny. So fuck you, Ari Shaffir. Whatever. I want to call you Ari Shaffir too, because I know you hate it, because you want everybody to say Shaffir. But whatever, Ari Shaffir. Because you know what? You don't deserve getting your name pronounced right. And I already said I don't do it right anyway. So why should I single you out with right? Fuck you. That was a total tangent aside I wasn't planning on getting into here. But yeah, so this Biebs Rose seems like it was something worth watching, so I might watch the whole thing now. I gotta rewatch the freaking Scientology shit because I could not stay awake because I went drinking with homos all day. And then where I saw a band out, there's a band out there called Gacy DC, which is a all gay AC/DC cover band, and they fucking killed it. They killed it. It was pretty freaking awesome. So we got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick, not as many as I would like. I had some other stuff I was going to talk about. I wasn't even going to play Bieber's little speech at the end of the roast where he like tries to like say like he's changed his ways and being good now and everything, but I'm not even going to bore y'all with it because one, I don't really believe it. I don't believe it at all. I do not believe it at all, I would like to say. But I'm going to leave y'all with this because we opened this program today with social injustice out of the state of Indiana and how those people are awful, hateful, horrible people, all the ones who have enacted this law over there. I ain't trying to discount all those like good, freaking well-adjusted people who are tolerant that live in that state. You're being overshadowed by a bunch of squeaky wheel, loudmouth, freaking bigots, freaking just horrible, awful, hateful people is basically what they boil down to, full of nothing but untoward nonsense they like to like shove in other people's faces. But on another thing, I came across this thing where, hell, I don't even know if I have time to get into it, but because I wanted to play a clip of it. But basically, what had happened was there was a cab driver or an Uber driver or somebody like that. It's an Uber driver, I think, in New York City. A cop was supposedly trying to park his car, and he did not turn on a blink or anything or give any indication that that's what he was going to do. He was just basically obstructing traffic, is from what I understand reading the article, right? And so now what happened was, so then when this guy goes around him, he kind of like honked to tell the guy, who's like, hey, that's not cool. He wasn't even ugly about it. He was just like, hey, you know, like you really shouldn't be there. Well, this undercover police cop, plainclothes police officer, loses his ever loving mind on this guy. And luckily the dude sitting in the back seat had the wherewithal to record it. So like, here's a little clip. I won't play the whole thing because it goes on too long and I'm trying to wrap this shit up. But this is what, okay, cops, this is the dude. You need to find him, and each and every one of y'all need to beat his ass. That's exactly what you need to do, because you need to let it be known, under no circumstances do you want somebody like this representing y'all and making other people think that all of you behave this way. Because too many people who grew up with, for whatever reason, decide that they want to be a bully, go into freaking law enforcement of some kind. Quit being assholes, cop, and quit doing shit like this right here. I'm just going to play it for you because it speaks for its goddamn self. And so I'll leave y'all with a little piece of anger thing that made me, okay, I'm booking this shit today, shit that made me angry as hell, with a little happy middle of something I didn't expect to be enjoyable, but that Justin Bieber roast seems like it might have been. But listen to this dickhead. Want to hear? Just listen. Whatever. I'm gonna shut up now. Here you go.
Now let me tell you something. The next time you do it again, okay? You're getting your, okay? What? You gonna let me fucking finish? Stop interrupting me.
Okay. Apologize. I'm sorry.
Well, who do you think you're talking to here?
Son, I'm not saying nothing.
Every time I open my mouth, you have something to say. When you're driving up my ass, when I'm trying to park the car, and then you have to do something with your hands.
Sir, I just say...
I don't care what you have to say.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
People are allowed to park in this car, park their cars on the side of the street without your interference.
Okay,
and then your opinion about what's going on.
Okay?
Apologies. Especially when the person you're doing it to are the police.
Okay, sir.
I don't know where you're coming from or where you think you're appropriate in doing that.
Okay.
That doesn't, it's not the way it works.
Okay,
how long have you been in this country?
Almost 2 years.
Almost how long?
2 years.
2 years. I got news for you. And use this lesson. Remember this in the future. Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
The only reason you're not in handcuffs going to jail and getting summonses in the precinct is because I have things to do.
Okay.
That's the only reason that's not happening. Because this isn't important enough for me. You're not important enough.
This shit makes me crazy. I don't get it. I don't understand these guys. Like, and could he not see that somebody was in the back recording him? Because then they flip around and get his face. So now this dude is going to be making everybody look bad again. And what are they going to try to do? He's going to get like a month or two off while they investigate. So he's going to get a free freaking vacation. And this is the kind of shit that drives the Hollywood Hick crazy, y'all. So that's what I'm leaving y'all with today. A cop out of New York City who is a complete asshole. And I hope he really gets a lot of flack for this. I hope it like goes viral, and I hope a lot of people come down on his freaking complete and utter nonsense. It's just complete. It's unnecessary. It's a power trip, and it's just mean. It's just mean. And until people start standing up, and it's particularly the cops who are the good ones start standing up, this shit ain't gonna change. So that's what I'm leaving y'all with today. I was pissed off at front, and I'm pissed off on the flip side, y'all. But that's it for the Hollywood Hick today. And tomorrow's my birthday, so I'm gonna get in a better mood right fucking now, y'all. So follow me on the Twitters at the HWood Hick, and also at the at Brent Paris, two R's in Paris. You can also find the Hollywood Hick page on the Facebook. Listen to all the shit here on the Crab Diving Network. Download the podcast if you're backlogged, catch up on the shit. And that's it for me, y'all. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. And doodle-am, doodle-am, doo, bitches. My birthday's coming. I'm about to go get drunk. Bye-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toot-lam, 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 toot. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, now.